Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
I'd like to introduce Liana from Transport for All in London. So, hi, Liana.
Hi there.
Hi, would you like to tell us a little bit about your role and what you do within the organisation, if you don't mind?
Sure. I'm the Campaigns and Outreach Coordinator at Transport for All. So I spend a lot of my time going out to speak to groups of older and disabled people about their rights to public transport and what's available and how they can get out and exercise their right to ride. And I also lead on our campaigning. So we bring together our members to tell Transport for London and other transport providers, bus companies, and local councils, what they can do to make transport as easy as possible so everybody can get out and travel with freedom and independence.
So as well as campaigning, you obviously offer support and information. So can you tell us a little bit about that side of Transport for All?
Yeah, a big part of what we do is giving people the information about their rights to public transport. So things like the door-to-door transport they might be entitled to, the eligibility criteria for schemes like taxi card, for dial-a-ride, for community transport. We can send the forms to people and help them join up. We also can send out maps and information. So in London, you can get bus maps and you can get the tube maps in format. And in audio format, there's MP3 files or as a CD, and we can post that to people. And we can help people plan journeys. So people ring us up and say, oh, I live in Woodford and I want to go to Oxford Street. Could you help me plan a route? And their needs might require step-free access. It might be describing the layout of the stations. It might be finding where there's toilets along the way or how to avoid escalators, and we can help them plan a journey. And we also take complaints. So I'd really urge any listeners, if you've had a bad experience on London Transport, you've turned up to the station and there's no one there offering assistance, or you've got on a bus and before you're safely seated, the bus driver's lurched up to hear about it and we want to make a complaint on your behalf.
That sounds good. One of the things, a lot of our listeners are obviously based outside the capital as well as listeners within the capital. I mean, I'm familiar with, you know, the Oyster card and the fact you can link that with your rail card, and obviously a person goes with you can travel using a child's ticket basically for the day. I mean, that's how I see it. But what other sort of facilities or services, besides maybe having MP3 or a large print map sent out to them prior to arriving, what other sort of services are there in the capital for visitors to aid, you know, maybe on cost as well, you know, travelling around?
And something that I think is fantastic in London is that on the Tube and on London Overground, as of this month, there is turn up and go assistance. So on most of the rail throughout the UK, they request that you ask 24 hours in advance if you would like assistance. But on the Tube, anybody, whether they're a visitor to London or a resident, can turn up at a station, and a member of staff can guide you to the right platform, and they can radio ahead and make sure there's someone there when the door is open to meet you and to help you to the exit. I don't know of any other benefits in terms of cost. You're right to point out that if you've got a disabled person's rail card, you can link that to your Oyster card, and you and the person with you can get a discount. That's on buses and on the Tube.
And also, I guess, the national concessionary bus pass scheme, that would work on the buses within London as well.
Yep, if you've got a disabled bus pass that gets you free travel on buses throughout the UK, throughout England actually, from Land's End right to the Scottish border.
So how big an area do you actually cover? I know we say London, but how big a sort of surrounding area does Transport for All cover as well?
It's basically the 33 boroughs of London, so that covers all of the Tube network and lots of the rail network stretching into the outer boroughs as well.
So one of the things you mentioned, obviously, in your job role is campaigning, and obviously maybe campaigns you've had and maybe some successes you've had over the time, but you've got a future campaign or something you're working on at the moment, if I'm correct.
Yes. We've had quite a few successes during the Paralympic year. Really, really proud that we worked with the London Underground. They said that they were trialling manual boarding ramps to cover the gap between the platform and the train. And we said, that's great, but trialling isn't good enough. We need those to stay even after the Paralympics are finished. And I'm now glad to say that at 35 stations, there is manual boarding ramps available for anybody who can't do their gap between platform and train. It's opened up a lot of stations to a lot of people, not just wheelchair users. And last year, we campaigned about Crossrail, brand new rail line spanning the whole of London, but it had been planned with 7 stations that were inaccessible, out of bounds to anyone who can't do stairs. And we had a Paralympic legacy torch relay. We're still waiting for the final decision, but it's looking good. The mayor said he supports step-free Crossrail, and we're hoping to find out very soon whether the funds are going to be made available. This year's campaign, we're doing something a bit different. We're looking at patient transport. So many of our members are saying that when they had a medical appointment at hospital, but they weren't able to use public transport to get there, they would use patient transport, but they would have very long waits to be picked up by the hospital transport, sometimes 2, 3, even 4 hours. And we don't think that's good enough. And would really urge any listeners, if you use public transport, whether you had a good experience or a bad experience, or if your hospital hasn't even told you that patient transport is an option, whether you've been told you're ineligible for patient transport, we want to hear about it. And make the case to hospitals that when they commission patient transport, they really can't just go for the lowest possible price on that tender, and then they have to put the patient first. So please email us, contact us at transportforall.org.uk, or phone us 0207 737 2339, and let us know about how you find patient transport.
That's brilliant, and the fact that you've successes as well is a great thing. Just one little thing as well, obviously most of our listeners will be visually impaired or with, you know, people who are visually impaired. Are there any sort of tips, especially like some of the stations aren't, say, guide dog accessible, anything we can sort of add to that and to help people when travelling in London?
One thing that not everybody knows about is that if you're a guide dog user, you are able to find a member of staff and ask them to stop the escalator for you. And also, if your guide dog's been trained to use escalators and is happy to use escalators, a few years back, TfL changed their conditions of carriage and it's fine for you to take your guide dog on the escalator. So maybe that's helpful for anybody who's a dog user.
Sure. So the fact that stopping the escalators, obviously I know it's not ideal in the middle of a rush hour or anything like that, but that shouldn't stop us using any of the underground stations on the network, should it?
Exactly. Those stations are out there and the staff are there and they're trained in disability equality and they're ready to help. So get out there and give it a go.
Right, because I know last time I was down, I didn't bring mine purposely because, because of the ease, and I've got that little bit of sight so I could manage it with someone else. But it is something to... I have took him on the underground and they have stopped some of the escalators for me, so at least I know I'll be a bit more confident next time.
So are there any other services that we've missed out so far, Leanna, that you can tell us about?
There's one that might be of interest to some of your London listeners, which is TfL's travel training scheme. It's a free service and it's aimed at people who maybe haven't used tubes or buses for a while but want to give it a go, want to build their confidence to use public transport independently. And if you phone up us, we can put you in touch with it, or Google TfL Travel Mentoring, and somebody from TfL will actually meet you at your home and go out with you on the first few journeys on tube and bus and just build your confidence to travel independently. I've spoken to people who've used it who went from not using public transport on their own at all to travelling confidently and freely on the tube as a visually impaired person, and I think it's great.
That is fantastic. That is a really good idea.
Would that work as well? Say you always did A to B every day and that was one journey you knew and you had a new job or something which had to go to C. Could you actually contact them on the other occasion to help with a new route you've never done before?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I would think so, and I would hope so, but that is something to speak to them about. I think that the aim is generally to build disabled people's confidence to use public transport, and it applies to other people with other impairments as well. So I would say get in touch with CFL and see what they can do for you.
How would people find out more information? How can they get in touch with you and benefit from the services which you provide?
The main way is our telephone number. We're open 10 to 5 p.m. Mondays to Fridays, and people can ring us up with questions or to hear more about our campaigning. And the number is 0207 737 2339. And we're also on the internet. Our website www.transportforall.org.uk. People can email us through that, and we're on Facebook, Transport for All, and on Twitter as well.
That's brilliant, Leanna. Thanks very much for all the information. And anybody listening, you know, get involved, get in touch, and, you know, get involved with these campaigns. And if you need any assistance, then contact Leanna and her team, because they're only too willing to help.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.